Welcome to Saturday Morning Meeting for Suppliers, presented by 8th and Walton, the premier destination for supplier development, and sponsored in part by Dun & Bradstreet, the leading provider of credit and credibility solutions for businesses. I'm Andy Shook, and thank you for joining us. Today's episode is on the importance of community. Yoon Kim of Blogs for Brands encourages suppliers to embrace the blogger community to convey their marketing messages. Tim McFarland of Elevate Performance shares why CEOs should come together to support and learn from one another in a safe environment. And then, Tom Galen and Jennifer Necessary discuss a way for suppliers to provide time, financial, and product support to the ALS Association because support from the community means so much to them. Let's get started. Today on Retail Edge, we're lucky enough to have Tim McFarland, the founder of CEO Forums. It's a purveyor of wisdom and mentorship for growing companies. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Glad you're here.
It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing with the CEO Forums.
Okay, I'd be glad to. So I started out in banking, I had an accounting degree and got into commercial lending, and I had the opportunity to get kind of over promoted over my younger years and had the opportunity to work with a lot of great CEOs.
Sure.
And I've always been, always found it interesting the challenges CEOs are faced with when they're leading companies.
Sure.
That led me over the years to eventually run a bank at also kind of a young age, and eventually got into what I do now, which is a CEO forums and peer advisory groups.
Sure.
Where we get together in small groups and help one another out with the challenges and the issues that CEOs are faced with, which is wide, varying, and challenging.
And so as a leader in a supplier to Walmart, for example, a CPG company, a growing company, they might feel alone an awful lot of the time. What can a CEO forum typically do for someone like that?
Well, that's a great question, because it is lonely, and you're faced with so many different situations, challenges.
Sure.
And you do feel alone. And when people come into the CEO forums, it's a monthly opportunity. It's on the calendar.
Sure.
3 hours a month to get together with peers in a trusted environment to process issues, topics, and challenges that you face. And if you can come into that kind of environment in any regard, whether it be peers, whether it be mentors consistently, then you're going to go back and you're going to execute better. And you're also going to learn from the other group, the rest of the group, in terms of listening to their challenges. You know, when you get into leadership, there's no time to practice leadership.
Right.
Well, there's no way.
Right.
So we don't practice, it's all live. So this gives you an opportunity to come and learn and see what others are dealing with, real world issues.
Sure.
that they're dealing with, so that you can, when that does come to you, you can remember how Jeff Amerine handled that challenge back.
Sure.
two years ago.
That peer-to-peer aspect is something you don't get in a lot of companies. If you're the person, you're the leader, there's not often a lot of times people you can go to. You can't really go to the board to kind of kick those things around. So I get that. That's really, really interesting. And so as you think about it, having a financial background, doing all the CEO mentoring, what are some of the key issues or mistakes or things that you've seen people make on the financial side as they're trying to grow a business, a supplier or otherwise?
Yeah, well, I think if you're a supplier, you're working with a Fortune 1 or someone like that, you really want to be thoughtful to, if you're going to grow fast, how you're going to be able to do that in a balanced way, how you're going to be able to understand how that dynamic works, what kind of capital, what kind of structure you're going to need, the right balance. You need to have a balanced balance sheet, know how you're going to get that funding to be able to race up like some of the opportunities you have when you deal with large suppliers. So I think that's key. I think the other thing when you're growing is having some liquidity, having
Sure.
some diversification in your customer base.
That account concentration can be a big deal, right?
It really can.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, you could, if you look at an enterprise that has, you know, two customers, mm-hmm. well, it's worth two or three times cash flow. If it's
Right.
got four customers and one of them happens to be Fortune 1, then it's worth four or five or six times cash flow.
Sure.
So it really means a lot. Plus just getting the support of creditors and investors to support that kind of growth.
Absolutely, it makes a lot of sense. You know, we talk a lot too about the number one asset of any business is talent. And I know in the CEO forum, there's a lot of discussion about how to attract talent and retain it. Talk a little bit about that.
You bet, it does come up a lot. And I think one of the things that that we encourage through my mentor, who also led CEO Forums in Phoenix, Jim Myers, is if you will think about the people who've come before you that were stellar performers, mm-hmm. if you will think about the attributes of those people who have been your stellar performers in your mm-hmm. organization mm-hmm. or working for you, there's usually three or four qualities. Mm-hmm. You can then think about who else you're bringing in to make sure they're kind of aligned, because right. usually the differences we have happen to deal with
culture. Culture's really important,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It really yeah. is. So I think that gets you off to a good start. And then the question is, how do you give meaning to the people's work and efforts? So it's being a positive leader, a thoughtful leader.
Sure.
It's finding ways to see them doing things well. I have my super A player here with me today, and I find daily almost something she does great, and I love sharing that with her.
The secret to your success is finding and hiring people that are better than you, right? And then feeling good about their success.
Yes, I think that's right. As you continue to lead, you delight in the success of others. It's key to a leadership role.
What other things have you seen come from this peer-to-peer mentoring that's possible in the CEO forum has really been beneficial that suppliers could draw from and say, that's something I really need? What are some examples
issues
that have been tackled?
I think the biggest thing that anyone would get if they came into a peer advisory group is whatever challenges they're dealing with, mm-hmm. once they get through working with the others about whatever challenges they are dealing with, you feel mm-hmm. a lot better about, everyone has a pretty big challenge,
sure.
And when you get that one kind of under control, another one will be emerging. So you kind of realize that that's part of leadership, is you're
sure.
always dealing with something that's pretty daunting, or not totally daunting, but challenging,
yeah.
and it stretches, and you go back and you're a little more calm, and you say, I don't have it near as challenging
right.
as one of my peers there, and I'm just glad to have the opportunity to have this challenge.
Now, that's fantastic insight for sure. And as you think about what the next 5 years looks like for the supplier community, and as some of these companies are growing, and clearly Walmart is mm-hmm. is going to continue to be a force, what are a few points of advice you'd give leaders in these growing companies that are kind of in the periphery of Walmart?
I think if you're a growth company, the biggest challenge is you're growing, you've got it going, but all of a sudden the company is evolving and it has different kinds of resource needs
sure.
at the C-suite or around the C-suite.
Right.
And it's going to cost quite a bit of time and capital to bring those kind of people in.
Sure.
And you always have to invest, you're finally making maybe some really decent money,
sure.
but you could spend half your capital, or half your earnings, I should say, maybe half or a lot of it. You're going to maybe even fall back a year to be able to invest in some key people that are pretty substantial that can take you to the next five
next
years
level.
That
yeah.
That you just have to have, and they're expensive and they're worth it because, human resources are the key.
That's
to the
everything,
growth.
Right?
Yeah.
Tim, thanks so much for coming in this week. Fantastic insights. Everybody ought to take a look at the CEO forums that Tim runs. Coming up right after this will be the remainder of the Saturday morning.
Mach 1 Financial Group has moved to Bentonville. Now we're easier to find and even better equipped to assist you with your financial needs. Visit us at our new location, 408 North Walton Boulevard, and check out our state-of-the-art Lunch and Learn conference room.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart home office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
Retail Solutions is the market leader helping advance reporting and analytics with Walmart suppliers around the globe. We manage the data for you, automate data integration, attribution, and reports, and then help you focus on activities that will drive the most value. To do this, RSI works with you to perform a business value assessment to identify the largest value opportunities in your business. If improving results in sales through better insights and execution and efficiencies are important to you, contact RSI today.
My colleagues and I were lucky enough to have a custom course put together for us by Ethan Walton and Iris, our instructor. It focused on all the different aspects of what an analyst might need from retailing to work with Walmart. I think what surprised me most is that there were so many things that I had not been using in Retail Link that would be valuable for me and that I hadn't attempted to use yet. And also just some tips and shortcuts. Iris has a lot of experience and she knows how to help you find things that are going to help you do your work.
We're here today with Tom Gallion, property manager for the Jones Trust Center for Nonprofits, and Jennifer Necessary, ALS Association for the state of Arkansas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
So tell us a little bit about ALS. What exactly is that?
ALS is the abbreviation is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and ALS is a neurodegenerative disease which kills every muscle in your body, most often starting in your lower extremities and climbing up, eventually leaving a PAL, and a PAL is a person living with ALS, totally paralyzed from the neck down. All the while, their mind is totally intact, and they are aware of everything that's going on.
Now, tell us a little bit about your association. What does the association do for people and try to help them with? And this is for the state of Arkansas, right?
Right. We cover the whole state of Arkansas, and we currently have about 115 PALs living in the state that we are assisting in some form or fashion. We do everything from emotional, mental, physical support. We have two loan closets that we are able to pull equipment out of to assist the PALs with any need from early diagnosis of the disease on into their journey. ALS not only is a very dreadful disease, but it is also financially debilitating. So the use of these loan closets for our PALs is a necessity for them to be able to continue to function as long as possible. Okay. And one thing that we're able to help with later into the progression of the disease, they will lose their ability to speak. And we have speech generating devices, which is a computer monitor, and it's an eye-gazing tracking system where that they can look at this monitor, it has a keyboard on it, and they can zone in with this eye-gazing tracking system and zone in on the letters, and it eventually types out what they want to say to their caregiver, to their family member.
So the association really helps them live a much better life.
Absolutely.
Really. Well, Tom, you have ALS.
I do.
And you've been recently diagnosed. Tell us your story and kind of how you've been benefiting from the association.
Well, my story started in 2013. We were at the beach, and I noticed my feet were kind of what I used to call slappy feet, but it's called drop foot by the doctors. Mm. Went to my family doctor, went through physical therapy, you know, all of that, and they couldn't figure out what it was. So finally, I went to a neurologist down in Fayetteville, went through all of the tests there, including a spinal tap. He said, I'm not sure I know exactly what's wrong with you, so they referred me to a ALS doctor or a neurologist, I should say, up in Kansas City at the University of Kansas. And after several tests up there, it was diagnosed as ALS. Well, you can imagine how I felt. I mean, I almost fainted when I found that out.
Oh, sure.
And so it's been a progression. Jen is exactly right. It started out, I was holding on to furniture and that kind of thing. I went to a cane, then progressed to a walker, and then finally to an electric wheelchair.
Now, and you're the property manager for here.
I am, yes.
And ALS moved in 2 years ago?
About 2 years ago,
and then
right.
You were diagnosed with this just a year after that.
That's exactly right. It was on a Friday the 13th. I'll never forget it.
Oh, wow. So you guys have been pretty good partners through this whole thing, haven't you?
Oh, I can't say enough nice things about the ALS Association and how great they have been, not only to me, but to everybody else that has, you know, been diagnosed with ALS. Believe me, it's not a club you want to belong to.
So the cost for chairs, for the seat, just, you know, try to make things better and easier for you, a normal person can't really afford that, can they?
That's right. And, you know, if you don't have good insurance, it will just break you. And oftentimes the caregiver is a spouse or a family member. They have to quit their work to stay at home and take care. And kind of just an example cost-wise, for a chair such as what Tom is sitting in today, you know, these are about $45,000.
Yeah.
And they can start out, you know, $10,000, but there is a wheelchair that can be $65,000. So that will just kind of give you the idea of what this disease costs.
Yeah, it's the cost of a small car or a luxury car, actually, at that price.
Absolutely.
So we're here to talk about some fundraising that you guys have coming up. So tell us about the events you've got coming up. I understand you've got Greg Foran involved and some others.
Absolutely, okay. We do. We have some exciting times ahead of us. Most importantly, next Thursday at the Pinnacle Country Club at 7:30, we have what we call our corporate sponsor breakfast. And it is a time that we can bring in our existing sponsors and potentially new sponsors to come in. We have a breakfast that's free of charge, and Greg Foran is our 2015 Walk Honorary Chair. Greg will be speaking that morning, as well as one of our pals who is an associate at SAMS. He has ALS, and he will be speaking as well. We will have a lot of our sponsors who have been onboarded with us for several years. PepsiCo, General Mills, 3M.
Jennifer, I've heard about Dreams to Reality.
Absolutely. Let me tell you about that. That is something that we started in January, and it is a program where we are trying to make a dream a reality for our pals. We have already fulfilled a few this year. Starting in early January, we have a single female patient in Springdale who has a son, Tevin, who is only 10 years old of his life. She had Tevin 10 years ago in April, was diagnosed in August with ALS. So all of his life she's had it. She's never been to any of his sporting events or anything that he's been able to do outside of the home. So we were able to make her dream come true by getting an ambulatory service to come and pick her up. We took her to his first and only ball game that she will get to watch. I can tell you that every dime that we have to raise ourselves. We receive no funding from the government or from our national association. So it is something that the cause is just out there, and we really need people to partner up and help us.
Big suppliers, small suppliers,
absolutely.
$500, $1,000, whatever it is,
absolutely.
It can go to help.
That's right.
The association.
Yeah. Every little bit helps.
Every little bit.
It does. Well, I think it helps our community when we all get involved in some way to help out, you know, for something that helps locally for us in the state of Arkansas.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, this is a very philanthropic community.
Yeah.
And the more people that we can get, you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge did a tremendous amount of good in terms of recognition. I mean, I think people knew about ALS, but they didn't know about ALS. And so the Ice Bucket Challenge really got that going. We're going to do it again. There's going to be a sequel, so stay tuned in August. But that has really helped. And so the more we can do things like this, the more we can promote what really ALS is all about. Hopefully we can get more people involved, and hopefully one day we can find a cure for this awful disease.
Yeah.
KSTAC, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, KSTAC lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. KSTAC, retail logistics is what we do.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
The New School, an independent school serving 1-year-olds to grade 8, offering small class sizes and teachers who are committed to academic excellence. Learn more at newschool.org.
8th and Walton can help you become a smarter supplier with webinars and classes, services like custom training, consulting, HR solutions, and staffing. Visit www.8thandwalton.com to find out how you could become a better partner to Walmart.
Sales analysts, build your skills fast with 8th and Walton's core classes. Order them together and save 10%. Go to 8thandwalton.com/classes.
This week on Retail Edge, we're lucky enough to have the president of Blogs for Brands, Yoon Kim. It's one of the hottest content marketing companies in the area. Welcome, Yoon. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Jeff.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name's Yoon, and I run a company called Blogs for Brands. We're a content marketing agency.
So what are some specific things that suppliers can do with blogging to really drive brand awareness and to create a really powerful brand?
So if you think about what, in the digital age, where we are right now with marketing messages and social media, mm-hmm. there's only a limited number of eyeballs that people can reach, and there's these basically infinite number of marketing messages. So what blogs do is they answer problems, if you will. Mm-hmm. So an article is going to be written on some kind of problem, and the customer is going to be searching for whatever that problem is through Google.
Sure.
And then so instead of now the marketer is reaching to the customer with their message, now the customer's coming to the marketer,
right?
Through a blog article.
It's a little more subtle, right?
Yeah,
And the key is that it needs to be sort of authentic and not like an infomercial, but really someone that's genuinely talking about a topic or a product that's of interest.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I mean, you've just turned the tables around. Instead of like you reaching out to the customer, now the customer's reaching out to you, and that's what they call like inbound marketing.
Got it. How does that compare in effectiveness versus other ways that you could spend money on marketing or advertising?
Well, I think, so if you just look at, dollars per impression, mm-hmm. like aside from the quality of that impression, I mean, if like you can drive 30,000 impressions through a print ad in a magazine, mm-hmm. And for a fraction of the cost, you can do it through a blog. But then if you look at the quality of the impression, that person's like actively going to you. First of all, like you're answering a problem, like a question that
sure.
they have, and then, and then your brand is stamped all over it. And then, and then you have an opportunity to make the sale right after that. So just in terms of like price for the impression, it's a lot cheaper,
sure.
but it's a much higher quality.
Do you also work on situations where you've got in-content purchases where so there's a blog and mm-hmm. they see something, a product's displayed? How does that work?
Yeah, so typically, we measure like ROI, if you mm-hmm. will, through three different ways. And what you're talking about is a click-through conversion. So
sure.
that's like, it's not the strongest ROI driver, but it does drive, a lot of times it'll pay for our campaigns completely just mm-hmm. through direct sales made through blog articles. But what happens is like, let's say you're writing on a certain topic, I don't know, about like how much water to use for, dark colored clothing, and mm-hmm. you've got the answer and it's well written and that's the answer that the consumer's looking
sure.
for. And then your brand, and you've got an ad on the side of the blog article. A lot of people will click into that ad and buy the product that you just talked about.
Right on the spot.
Yeah, and that's, for us, it's like, it's not a lot. It might be like 0.1%
sure.
directly convert.
Yep.
But a lot of times, that itself, like that is not the strongest ROI driver, but that itself will pay for the campaign.
But it's not just the blog, right? You'll do the blog, and then it's all about the SEO, SEM as well to make sure that it's gonna have a high page rank and mm-hmm. be viewed. Is that right? How does some of that work? How do you manipulate that?
So one of the things that we saw was, last year in October, I think it was like October 10th, was when Panda 3.0 dropped. Mm-hmm. And that's just the search algorithm that Google uses to penalize brands if they're doing things wrong on Google,
right.
or to reward brands if they're doing the correct thing.
Right.
What we saw was just all across the board for all our brands, like you'll see in Google Analytics, the numbers will be like this, and then on October 10th, you'll just see this spike. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then around the 20th to like the 25th or so, it'll kind of correct itself. That's usually what happens after an algorithm change.
Sure.
But just those spikes, I mean, you'll see like, a 50% increase in organic traffic, which, that means 50% increase in
right.
In revenue from organic, which, that could be like millions for some of our brands.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
Yeah. So another question is, you guys started in the outdoor space
yeah.
initially. So is this more important for high value products, or can it work equally as well for any kind of consumer packaged good?
Yeah, no, it definitely works for CPG companies. And I'll say that like the content campaigns, you want to create them around your business goals.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times the brands that we work with, they don't even like, they're not trying to sell direct or they're not trying to sell online. They're wanting to create brand awareness or engagement with their customers, or basically answer, like if you think about what CPG companies sell, they sell like solutions to a problem, like, mm-hmm. My dog's hungry, so what's the solution to that? Well, it's this food. Well, he's allergic to this. What's the solution to that? So allergy-free food.
Right.
Those are the solutions. So that's like what blogs, a lot of times that's what we'll create the campaign around.
Got it.
It's just creating solutions around those problems. But, yeah.
So I'd be interested. I'm a decision maker at a consumer packaged good supplier, and I'm thinking about how to do marketing spend. And I've maybe got some people internally that know how to do some of this. Mm-hmm. What would motivate them to go outside to retain a firm like yours? And what should they be looking for if they're going to do that? How do they make good choices in that regard?
So I think, at least the way I approach it is, so you look at your total spend and where it's going and what channels.
Right.
And then, some of it's just simply not measurable. Like some right. of it, like print ads or PR. I mean, you can see it like afterwards with sales lift, but look at that. And then, maybe just shave a portion of it off and see like, hey, let's do this experimental project for whenever long. And this is stuff that you can track. I mean, you can put a number and put a percent sign after it, and circle it in red and say, that's my ROI in this campaign.
Right.
And then just compare it to what you're doing already. But that's usually how we start. We'll start them on a trial, and then they'll be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was possible. And then,
but you're able to corral a whole bunch of different subject matter expertise. So you've got all these freelance thought leaders in particular areas that mm-hmm. that a particular brand wouldn't necessarily be able to go out and get on their own. Mm-hmm. And that's an additional value add, isn't it? For working with an agency?
I'd say that's probably like one of the compelling draws of working with someone like that. And what that does is that thought leader is going to have their audience that they can reach to that's very impenetrable from marketers. Sure. But if they promote a product or they, promote a particular tactic, then that audience will be receptive to it. So that's kind of what that does.
These are fantastic insights. The face of marketing is definitely changing. I really appreciate you coming in this week. Will you come back and see us in the future and we can talk about more of this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I will.
Thanks for coming in, Yoon. It was great. Yeah. Blogs for Brands. It's Yoon Kim. Coming right up will be the rest of Saturday Morning Meet.
Retail Solutions is the market leader helping advance reporting and analytics with Walmart suppliers around the globe. We manage the data for you, automate data integration, attribution, and reports, and then help you focus on activities that will drive the most value. To do this, RSI works with you to perform a business value assessment to identify the largest value opportunities in your business. If improving results in sales through better insights and execution and efficiencies are important to you, contact RSI today.
KSTAC, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, KSTAC lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. KSTAC, retail logistics is what we do.
Today, investors are in search of more options with their investments. If you are 59 and a half, you can often roll your 401k over to a traditional IRA. This will give you more investment options. Curious? Call Mach 1 Financial now to see if you qualify.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart Home Office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
The biggest challenge of working with Walmart is they really expect everyone on the team to know their language, know their terminology, and know exactly how they do business. So that's where 8th and Walton really comes into play. It's the fastest way to get my team members up to speed.
Their business model is suppliers teaching suppliers. So when you come to 8th and Walton, you can count on having very experienced trainers who understand how suppliers work within Walmart, and they take advantage of that and incorporate that into their curriculum.
Next week, we'll meet Brad Fagans for a two-part conversation on Sam's Club, and then we'll speak with Mach 1, which each year organizes Samaritan's Shoes, a unique and meaningful way to help. Our thanks to all of today's guests. From all of us at Saturday Morning Meeting for Suppliers, thanks for watching.
Our guests enjoy staying at the 21C Museum Hotel and hosting dinner, meetings, and product launches there.